Hello everyone, it's Jana here with James Wren, and it's the 26th of March today. No, it isn't, it's the 27th, sorry. 26th was yesterday, I skipped that one because I went on a school trip with Henry's class to the Natural History Museum in London, which is a great place and I'd never been. The building looks fantastic. And also, since we've seen Paddington twice, I don't know whether they filmed it there or just in somewhere, built somewhere that looks like it, but definitely recognised the entrance hall. So, yay! So that was good. So the added bonus of a film set. Yeah, it's definitely, it was very busy though, so I dread to think what it's like in the holidays. Mind you, a lot of schools have already broken up, so maybe that's why, but it's just really, really busy. Well, it's a really good museum. We only did the mammals yesterday because that's what the children have been studying. But then, to be fair, I mean, school trips, you don't get a lot of time there. And it took us an age to get into London on the coach. Probably something like an hour and a half. And the kids wanted their lunch by the time we got there. But yeah, school trips, especially with such young children, they're only 5 and 6. Are basically lunch and toilet breaks interrupted by a little bit of sightseeing. So yeah, they all got some sheets to fill in and things to do. And so we had a look at some mammals and then we moved on to the room with a big blue whale in and had a look at some more mammals. So yeah, but it was nice. It's good. It's always very noisy. And I had 4 children to look after, including my own. But yeah, it's a noisy experience. And obviously, you spend the whole day concentrating. And it seems quite short as well. It's only a half day, I guess. Because very soon, you have to pack up again and go home. So, to get back in time for pickup. So yeah, so that was yesterday. It's quite exciting. And it's like, it's a good time to have a look. And I'll take the kids again some other time. Hopefully have a bit more time to look at things. What else are we doing? There was something that I meant to reply to. What Nama said, why don't we talk to each other anymore? As in, you phone up a company and it's very difficult. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about, Nama. I get that too. Whenever I phone up a company and I get to speak to an actual person, I already heave a sigh of relief that I don't have to go through lots of options or whatever. Or just the fact that there's a human at the end rather than me having to go through lots of options, none of which apply to me, and then I still can't speak to anyone, which is always very annoying. Yeah, I guess I think it's probably cheaper for companies to have people email in because it doesn't take very long to bash out a quick email, especially when you've got the template. And every time I've emailed into customer services, I always seem to get something back that it doesn't actually really help my case. It's always a bit too general or doesn't really seem to take my point, or so you always feel like you have to email back, but they can say that they've dealt with the inquiry. But I can see that. I mean, where we work, it's basically the same thing. It's easier to get an email in because you can then think about it and give the person something, rather than you probably spend, if you're talking to someone, you spend much longer on the phone than sending some kind of template out on an email. So I can see why companies do it. And you don't have to physically have that many people sitting there answering the phone lines, because you probably need quite a few, because otherwise people have to wait on the phone for too long. Whereas emails, you know, you can have them answered and it's quick. And so I can see why companies do it. But I do agree, I'm always happy. I always think that's already good customer service if I actually get through to speak to someone, preferably someone knowledgeable who can actually help, you know, because then that's the next step. speak to someone who will listen and just give you the idea that you're listening, that they're listening rather, and that they're going to do something about it. But yeah, if they just let you get it off your chest, just like Graham Black 73 said about his PT experience recently, because a lot of the times, see, I had a bit of a problem with booking a cottage for a holiday. I went through a company that has lots of cottages on offer. I booked one, and then a couple of days later phoned me up and said, oh, really sorry, but the owners have already booked us and not told us. But, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, we can try and find you another one. But they didn't seem to be overly concerned about it, and I had to chase them the next couple of days. See, well, what have you actually got? And they didn't actually offer me anything better. They didn't say, oh, we're ever so sorry, you know, we'll offer you something that actually costs more, you know, we'll upgrade you or whatever for the inconvenience, you know. So in the last person I spoke to, I had a little rant to her about how much time I've wasted over this, and they don't really seem to care very much. So at least she let me talk, but again, she didn't come up with anything much useful either. So in the end, we booked it ourselves, directly, and got our money refunded. So they lost the business. So there you are. That's where bad customer service gets you. And those people, you could actually get them on the phone straight away, but obviously that didn't help that time. So yeah, I don't know. There is a lot to it. I'm just glad that in the UK, there are now a lot of companies that, oh, I'd say a lot, there are quite a few companies now that distinguish themselves by providing good customer service and attempting to really look after the needs of the customer. And I think that's a good thing, because they have a very good niche there, a very good USP. So, because those are the companies, because, you know, because I mean, there's not much to do on price now. Prices are dropping left, right and centre. So what you're going to turn to next, it's going to be the customer service, isn't it? So yeah, and very, very often, not just the sales service, but also the after sales is important. So yeah, the more companies recognise that, the better. Anyway, so that's my contribution to the debate on customer service, yet again. Anyway, it's Friday, so everyone have a good weekend. Let's hope it gets a bit warmer over here. We've had quite a cold week, and you all have a good one. And very soon it will be Easter. Right, thanks for listening. Bye for now.